Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
In short order, all school-age children in the Badger State will once again be engaged in their formal education after enjoying a beautiful Wisconsin summer. About 86% of those children will be in public schools, while the remaining 14% or so are either in a private school or are homeschooling. I know I'm repeating myself with this next statement, but it needs to be driven home here on the brink of this new school year. God holds parents responsible for the education of their children, not the educational partner parents may choose to help them. If you are not homeschooling and the educational partner you choose to assist you in the formal education of your children fails in some way, God does not shift the responsibility from you to that partner. Now, that said, it's also the parent's responsibility, especially if they choose a traditional school, be it public or private, as their educational partner, to be sure their children are ready for school. And that doesn't mean just making sure they have a well-stocked backpack filled with all the items on the supply list from the school. Of course they need those things, and they probably need some new clothes and shoes as well. But they need more, much more, if they're going to be truly ready to learn this year. A few years ago, I came upon an interesting article from an interesting writer. Victoria Prude is, of all things, an occupational therapist. In that capacity, she works with all types of people and situations, including children who would benefit from her services. Prude's online article, Why Our Children Are So Bored at School, Cannot Wait, Get Easily Frustrated, and Have No Real Friends, is jam-packed with excellent insights and helpful tips for parents who want their children to have a really good school year. Prude says in her 10 years of practice, she has seen and continues to see a decline in kids' social, emotional, and academic functioning, and this was before COVID. Her contention is children go to school today, quote, emotionally unavailable for learning, end quote. She says parental emotional availability is the main nutrient for a child's brain, end quote. She identifies five areas that contribute to this situation and gives some advice for parents. First problem area, too much technology and too often used wrongly. Her advice, be the parent and limit technology. Connect with your kids emotionally without technology. Play together. Write notes for their backpacks. Have family dinners. Play board games together. And she doesn't include this, but I will. Have family devotions and pray together. Second problem area, kids get everything they want the moment they want it. The advice, train your children to wait. Make them wait to get something they want. Gradually extend the time between I want and I get. Avoid using technology in the car and in the restaurant. Teach kids to engage in conversation and to practice waiting patiently and quietly. Third problem area, don't let your children rule your world. The advice, be the adult. Set a schedule and stick to it. Set limits and boundaries. Think of what is good for them long term, not just what will make them happy right now. Give them good food to eat and resist the temptation for quick but not nutritious meals. Have a bedtime schedule and stick to it for their sake. Fourth problem area, everything can't always be fun. So teach your children to do mundane, monotonous work and even show them how it can be fun. Chores such as folding laundry, picking up toys, cleaning their room, and cleaning the garage are great training opportunities. Fifth problem area, children have limited social interaction today. The antidote? Put children in situations where they must interact with others, like Sunday school or junior church or sports teams or family reunions. Teach them to say please and thank you, to share, to take their turn, to sincerely compliment, to win and lose graciously, to ask questions about others and be truly interested in them. As she concludes, Prude says in her experience, children change as soon as their parents change. Wow, the power of parents. Good parenting is intentional, purposeful. Yes, it takes time and effort, but aren't your children worth it? The bottom line, Mom and Dad, you are responsible not only for the education of your children, you are the ones who set them up for success or failure. What's it going to be this school year for your children? For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Jelaine Appling reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin 53708. Call us toll free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.